Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Stay tuned for a special bonus episode of this week's podcast. You've heard from the head coach. Now we break down the dogs with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars. Get ready for another hour of tonight's edition of Bulldogs Live. Now here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Hey there. Last week, for the second straight Saturday, our red and black Warriors dispatched the top 20 opponent with the back of our hands by more than three touchdowns. As a reward, Georgia football is ranked number one in the nation during the season for the first time since 1982. Hello, Bulldog Nation. This week, we're back between the hedges at Dooley Field for yet another showdown with a ranked SEC opponent as number 11 Kentucky comes a-calling on our Bulldogs. And thanks for staying with us here for the second hour of Bulldogs Live. We have a pair of terrific All-Stars with us tonight, teammates for one SEC East title in 2011 as All-American Drew Butler was on his way out the door to the NFL. And Malcolm Mitchell, you were just a freshman there, getting ready for your storied career that took you to a Super Bowl championship with the New England Patriots. Welcome back, Drew and Malcolm.
Hey, I'm honored to be here. And you said I was an All-Star last time. I'm taking the back seat to Malcolm. Just an all-time great dog. Love this guy. Thank you for having me, Hondo.
Oh, it's great to have you.
Appreciate the generosity, Drew, but come on, man.
You're a legend. You got rings, man. I got nothing.
Listen, I don't have that All-American status either.
You were an All-American. You were when you were finished playing, you were the third leading receiver in Georgia history, Malcolm. And as Drew pointed out, you've got a shiny little bauble. I don't know if you're wearing it right now.
Not tonight, but I plan on taking it by Drew's tailgate on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. If you go by Tina and Lily and Nick, oh, they'll go crazy.
Well, I pull it out a few times a year, and homecoming's one of them.
Oh, good. You know, our family, we're all Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics fans.
Yeah.
And the Patriots were kind of by default. We weren't really Patriots fans per se, so I don't claim them as much as the other three.
I was living in Arizona playing for the Cardinals when you guys were in that game, and Jackie and I, both from Atlanta, watching the Super Bowl. Obviously, you want to see the Falcons win, and when the comeback was starting, you're sitting there going, is this about to happen? Boss Andrews, Malcolm Mitchell. You start rooting for the Patriots. You kind of feel bad. You're like, this is happening. What an unbelievable game. That is an all-time game, Malcolm. Really cool you were part of it.
Drew, I'm not sure you remember, and I saved this moment for right now.
Uh-oh.
My first game in the NFL was against the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
And we met up with each other after the game in the middle of the field.
That's right.
Oh, how fun.
That let me know how strong the Bulldog family was at that moment.
Well, what happened right before then? We missed a game-winning field goal at the end of the game. I was holding for it, and the Pats beat us on Sunday Night Football. Jimmy Garoppolo, Pat.
Yep.
Yeah. Tom Brady was the Deflategate.
Exactly.
Yeah. Think about that.
Wow. Yeah. I remember that game. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. And then after they had suspended him and all that, the Patriot, he went downhill.
That's right.
He could never pass well.
He's
again.
Washed up.
He's washed up.
I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah. It's like, don't get me started on. That's
wow,
why I
that
don't have Twitter.
That was your first game ever. Huh?
That was my first game ever.
And I got to hold out there for the Bulldog family, no doubt about it.
No doubt.
Oh, that is really fun. That is really fun. So, something else you just brought up, that Super Bowl, I don't know. Anyway, I'll tell you what. We'll take a quick break.
Yeah.
We'll pay some bills, and we'll come back and we'll talk about Georgia. Put Auburn in the rearview mirror and talk about Kentucky coming up and so much good stuff going on. And we'd love to hear from you folks. 888-81-DAWGS. That's 888-813-2947. Talk to Malcolm Mitchell, Drew Butler.
Love it.
On the Bulldog Sports Network.
You can't win a game without the right strategy. The same goes for business and cybersecurity. At ReliaQuest, security is a team sport. ReliaQuest combines open XDR technology with security expertise to protect the world's largest companies against threats from ransomware to sophisticated cyber attacks. ReliaQuest is the force multiplier for security operations to reduce complexity, increase visibility, and decrease risks. Learn more at ReliaQuest.com. ReliaQuest. Make security possible.
Cleanwell Cleaning Services has teamed up with UGA Athletics as an official partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Cleanwell Services is the best solution for the Bulldogs and for your business. Office buildings, restaurants, and event cleaning is what Cleanwell does best. Let our pros focus on your cleaning needs, ensuring your business is clean, safe, and comfortable. Cleanwell is proudly owned and operated by UGA alumni. Learn more at cleanwellsafe.com. That's cleanwellsafe.com. Remember, it's not clean unless it's Cleanwell Clean.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go Dogs.
If you want to earn the highest wages and best benefits in the construction industry, go to GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. I'm Randy Bill, business manager of the Atlanta and North Georgia building trades. We have immediate openings for journey-level workers, as well as helpers and apprentices. Our tuition-free, earn-while-you-learn apprenticeship programs offer the best training in construction, giving you the skills that will pay your bills. Learn more today at GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. Transform your future today.
Your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
All right, we have Drew Butler and Malcolm Mitchell with us tonight, and we're talking about, I was saying to the guys, what I couldn't remember in the last segment was that I cheer so much for Georgia players during the NFL season that I'll actually like cheer for their teams. Okay, we got 4 guys on this team. I'm kind of cheering for them this year. And you guys, I guess, are informing me that's not unusual.
Yeah, I think, Hondo, that speaks to Coach Rick. I'll say that up front. He created a real brotherhood. One of my favorite memories, my 4th preseason game. So I'm a rookie, 4th preseason game. Steelers always play the Carolina Panthers in that 4th, which is now the 3rd preseason game. I'm a rookie, you kind of in your place, you're in and out, you're taking care of business, and I'm walking off the field after the game. Nobody's in the stands. The starters have been done. Their pads are off. I'm walking off the field, and I get slapped on the back so hard I almost fell over, and it was Thomas Davis. He said, a Bulldog's going to play in my stadium and not come say hi to me? Literally, I go, yes, sir. Hey, TD, what's up, man? So, literally, hey, what's up, man? How's everything going? He was asking about how my first, camp was, all this stuff. He came up to me. I'm like, dude, you're a legend. I'm just a scrub, at that point.
Yeah.
But we do that for each other in the NFL,
several
for sure.
Times, and I think you're absolutely right. Definitely give Coach Rick credit for that. Even, we spent 1 year together, but even the camaraderie we show each other
anytime
we're in each other's presence, always greet each other with a hug and show respect and kindness and love, ask about each other's family. I definitely give Coach Rick some credit.
That's
for
the Bulldog Brotherhood, no doubt.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. On a different scale, my Lily has been experiencing that now that she's a recording artist. Well, she played a festival in Michigan. For those who don't know, my daughter is Lily Rose. She's got one minor
superstar.
Hit called Villain.
Superstar.
It's on country music.
Absolutely.
And she was playing a festival in Michigan. And was on, not the big stage, but was playing at 5 o'clock on a different stage or whatever. And she said she walked out on stage and looked over to the other side, and Thomas Rhett, the headliner, was standing on the side of the stage to watch her set, watched it all the way through, waited for her, kind of welcomed her to the country family.
I mean, that's awesome.
She was like, Dad, it's like Thomas Rhett.
I love it.
Right.
Just crazy, isn't it? Just
that's awesome.
And that is awesome. I like that.
It's those who have amassed a lot of success that are always watching everyone.
Yeah, very true.
Tom Brady taught me that. Locker room watching highlights of Lamar Jackson. Now, he's not going to pull off Lamar Jackson moves, but he's just paying attention to every single thing.
That's good to know.
Greeny told me was that –
Tom was really beat up when Greeny was with the Patriots 1 year. I guess this could be around 07 or 08. Tom was really beat up and was, you know, we're 14 games into the season. Yeah. And he's taken every snap at practice. And Greeny looked at him and said, Tom, what are you taking all these snaps for? Why aren't you just giving your body a rest? Brady looked at him and said, Greeny, you ever heard of Wally Pipp?
Oh, yeah. Can't get Wally Pipp.
Can't get Wally Pipp. You know, the Yankees
right.
guy.
Yeah. Of course.
For those of you who don't know, he's the guy who was playing first base and took the day off, and Lou Gehrig replaced him.
That's
and
right.
then didn't sit for about 16 seasons.
Yeah. Shout out Stetson Bennett.
Stetson Bennett.
There you go. There you go.
No doubt. Okay, let's go to the phones. We have Drew
guy,
Butler and yeah, Malcolm
stud.
Mitchell, and Daryl's in Columbus. Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, hey, y'all talking about Thomas Davis. Drew brought him up. I tell you what, I think he's about, ain't he about to be inducted in the Georgia Florida Hall of Fame? Him and Stiskom, is that correct?
Yes, that's in 2 weeks. That's correct.
Yeah, I tell you, there has never, ever, he never made a normal tackle at Georgia. That was the hardest hitting individual that I've ever seen play at Georgia. I'll never forget 1 year we played Alabama, and he knocked out their starting quarterback. And I could be wrong about this, but I think it was the very next play he knocked out the backup quarterback. I don't know if you remember that, Hondo. But, hey, I want to ask Malcolm Mitchell something real quick. Hey, Malcolm, if we
could have
got the
man?
Football to you in the SEC title game right here at the end, I know you would have made the catch, right?
Oh, I appreciate that confidence. I appreciate that
confidence.
I know
confidence. You would have made the catch, though, right?
I'd make an assumption and say if the ball touched my hands, it was likely that I would hold on to it.
Yeah.
Hey, Hondo. Yeah. Hey, Hondo, that was a ball-catching machine right there. You hear me? I mean, he caught everything. Hey, let me – I want to make 2 points, okay? Two things that I think are the reason, probably the biggest factors of why Georgia is where we are right now. One being, on the defensive side of the ball, the ability to just create havoc. The front seven have done a great job of creating havoc and pressuring the quarterback. And on the offensive side of the ball, the ability to protect the quarterback. I think we've thrown the ball like 130, 140 times, something like that so far, only giving up 3 sacks. I mean, that's just absolutely phenomenal. And I think that's what's going to decide this game against Kentucky is, you know, whoever controls the trenches is going to win the football game. I want to get you guys' thoughts on that. And other than that, go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs, Daryl. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you know, I don't even think it's the front seven. It's the front four, which allow those linebackers to go sideline to sideline or get downhill when Coach Lanning says go get the quarterback, and then it really frees up the secondary, which is awesome to see. There were a lot of questions about the secondary before we came into the season. Not a lot of experience, couple guys injured. They've grown up fast in these first 6 games. I think the majority of the credit goes to that front four. And when you're talking about the offensive side, I think you give Coach Monken a ton of credit for his play calling. I mean, he is going to the strengths that he has available to him, which has really shown to be a huge success for Georgia up to this point. Look, this is as unbiased and as objective as I can possibly get. Kentucky is not ready for Saturday. They are simply not ready for Saturday. They're coming off 2 gigantic wins, Florida at home for the first time in 20-plus years, LSU a highly emotional game in which they took care of business. They have played 1 true road game this year, that being at South Carolina. Say what you want about the Gamecocks. It's not the same in Columbia this year. It's a rebuilding year. It's going to be so loud and so raucous inside Sanford Stadium. Georgia is going to have a fantastic day on Saturday. It's going to be much of the same that we've seen over the past 6 weeks. I can't wait.
I think Drew's absolutely right. Listen, the game is won and lost in the trenches. I think Kirby uses that phrase often, and it's very true when it comes down to just hard-nosed football, which is what we play in the SEC. In terms of Kentucky coming in this week, I think we'll see a dominating performance by Georgia. I agree, Kentucky will play very well. Will they put up enough challenge to scare Georgia fans? I'm not so sure. I will make this comment that Kentucky will be the best team Georgia has played thus far this year.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I don't think that they're up for the moment. And one of the reasons I think that is not only the home crowd that Georgia's going to bring and the noise they're going to make, and, you know, we're 6-0, we're number one, all of that fun stuff. And having seen, I mean, now our crowd has tasted the red meat.
Yeah.
Because they
absolutely
saw against Arkansas, hey, we came early, and those guys jumped on their first 2 snaps. You know,
they were
behind the chains in their first possession.
They had a real impact.
We had such an impact, and they've tasted that red meat, and that's a good thing for our crowd to have done. The other thing with Kentucky is Drew, as you mentioned, you know, they played Florida and LSU the past 2 weeks,
and
they pulled off great wins. But, you know, in this sport, I remember one coach, former head coach at Georgia, saying to me once, you know, getting the guys up.
Yeah.
Week after week to get them all up is such a difficult thing to do.
No question.
And you know, Kentucky, they obviously have motivation, et cetera. They're 6-0 for the first time since 1950. They believe
they win this game, they're going to be in the SEC championship.
Yeah.
Have they ever won a big football game in their life? No. They never have. The same thing happened in 2019 when it was in Lexington for the SEC championship. And they weren't ready. I would be more worried if this game was in Lexington.
Me too.
100%.
Yep.
It's in Athens. And I think Georgia, this team, the connection between the coaching staff, the team, the fans, game day, SEC network, Hondo out at the Tate Center pregame.
Yes, let's
go.
We're gonna have
a real atmosphere out there in Athens. And I just think it's going to be a fantastic day on Saturday.
I agree 1,000%. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate and look at it from their perspective. Again, they're not thinking like we're thinking.
Yeah.
Right? So they're going to come in that first quarter with a different energy, a different vibe. They understand what they're walking into. Will they be ready? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I agree.
Are they the best team Georgia has played thus far? I am saying yes.
This is great. Okay. It's Malcolm Mitchell. It's Drew Butler. It's your calls at 888-813-2947. Number one, Georgia. Number 11, Kentucky. Both undefeated. Saturday between the hedges on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Georgia drivers take pride in their cars because your car is important to you. It gets you back and forth every day, helping you connect with family and friends, getting you to work, to the store, and the football game. Protect the vehicle that protects you with dependable coverage from an insurance company that's known for keeping its promises. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, right here in your community. Learn more at gfbinsurance.com.
There's nothing like cheering on the dogs with 92,746 friends. And if we keep staying safe, we'll get back there soon. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're proud to serve our community through the pandemic, and we're grateful for your help. The past year has been tough, but there's hope around the corner. Classic Georgia game days can be in our future. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dawgs.
You're listening to Bulldawgs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldawgs Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/GoDawgs for important account information. Insured by NCUA, Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
All right, thanks to Gus Wettekamp, our producer engineer tonight. Be sure to follow Georgia Bulldogs All Access on social media by searching at @UGA_GBSM. Georgia Bulldogs Sports Marketing provides your inside connection to UGA athletics with exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content, including the Kirby Smart All Access TV show. Follow at @UGA_GBSM. Malcolm Mitchell, Drew Butler, and Joey and Sylvester. Joey, hi. You're on Bulldogs Live.
Hey, guys. Just a couple of things. Number one, you know, we looked earlier in the year and we talked about or looked at strength of schedule. And we was you know, you looked and you're like, Georgia may have a couple of top 25 matchups as they go through the season. And it just seems to be one after the other, which I think helps the Bulldogs. I think it's great this week that Kentucky's 11, you know, adds to the strength schedule. You know, that's just a comment I have. And then my question being, you know, last year the mailman, you know, he plays great. He has a couple of bad games, and JT comes in. And, you know, we were talking about the mailman being able to throw the ball down the field, and it seems like this year he's just airing it out and having a good time. My question being, in the past, as Bulldog fans, we talk about managing the quarterback position. In your opinion, if JT and the mailman is healthy, which way do you think we'll go? And always, it's a good problem to have. You know, it's great that we can get on the phone and say, look, we got two guys that we know can win. But your opinion, how would you think that Kirby will handle that situation? And I appreciate it, as always. Talk to you guys next week.
Great question. Obviously, top of mind for all Georgia fans right now, and one that's not going to go away anytime soon. I think Malcolm can speak to this with great perspective. Any football player will tell you that the best ability is availability.
Absolutely.
The best ability is dependability.
Bill Belichick said that every time he started a meeting.
I mean, that's it, right?
Every single meeting started with the best ability is availability.
You got to be there, man. You got to be in it to win it. Stetson has proven that. I think Stetson, and call me crazy, I think Stetson will go down as Kirby Smart's favorite player of all time. This guy was third string in fall camp, not getting any reps. Carson Beck was the number two quarterback. First sign of injury, UAB game. JT had a good game by, you know, all intents and purposes against Clemson. And they go, hold on a second. They gave the keys to Stetson, and Stetson balled out. Stetson has this quiet confidence about him, but the coaches can rely on Stetson. That's why they made him the starter against UAB. A lot of fans were scratching their heads. The players react to Stetson in a great way, and the players elevate their games with Stetson at quarterback. I think if JT gets healthy, that coaching staff will get in the room and go, well, what if? Meaning, what if JT does get injured? What if he does get banged up? Now we're right back to square one. Stetson maybe got thrown off his rhythm. The consistency of the offense is off. I think you roll with Stetson, Malcolm. Tell me I'm wrong, but, I mean, you got to be in it to win it, and Stetson's proven that.
I'm going to take it a different approach. And, you know, what I say is my opinion based on me watching the game as a fan.
Yeah.
I'm not extremely educated on either guy. I don't know their families. I don't know them personally. I've never shaken their hand. Here's what I think. I think JT is an elite talent.
There's no question about that.
I think he has a future playing quarterback somewhere else to further his career. I'm a bigger fan of Stetson based on his ability to fight, to persist, to prevail, to stay and grind it out and earn every – you know what? I get really biased about talking about him because I am not a fan of how people speak on his ability to play football at an elite level.
Yeah,
they're
well
ignoring
said.
The fact that he's at the University of Georgia,
yeah,
playing week in and week out against some of the best players in the country.
Yeah,
and he is performing and executing. He's not perfect. No football player is. I'll end the conversation how I started. I think JT is more talented. I do believe that.
Yeah,
but I am a bigger fan of Stetson.
I saw JT at the South Carolina game, and I was up high. You're watching him throw these balls. You're like, wow, this kid's really good.
Yeah.
Anticipatory throws, short to intermediate, very good. Can sense the offense, throws receivers open. You're like, this kid's good. He's elite.
He's good.
There's a reason he was a five-star,
exactly.
Reason why he started as a true freshman at USC. Now Stetson's kind of taken over, and like you said, man, gritty, quiet confidence. He's tough. He's like, get me in there.
Doesn't make any excuses. You never hear him bark back at any outrageous comment.
I love it.
It's the guy that I respect both of them because, you know, we're family at Georgia. But if I'm forced to answer the question, my answer is JT is an elite talent. I'm a fan of Stetson.
It's like a guy who threw the ball to you, Aaron Murray. Used to get his teeth kicked in week after week, picked up off the floor, would face the music, available to the media every Tuesday, win, lose, or draw. Times are different, man. Quarterbacks, you can't even talk to him anymore. You can't even talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
No quarterback availability this week. I'm like, come on, guys. Let's at least hear what's going on. We're all professionals.
Yeah. Yeah. Had Aaron on the Napa Tailgate Show last week. From wherever we were, they all run together. Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And asked him how his body is, and he just gave me that look like,
Oh, it is what it is.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
Yeah, he's
damn good dog, Aaron Murray. Absolutely.
Damn good dog indeed. All right, we're going to have you tell us about your podcast with him. And Malcolm, you tell us about your authorship. And Drew, you have another great gig going on right now. First, we are going to take a quick break. Yeah. We also have calls. First of all, Joey, thank you for your call. Carl, hang on. Johnny in Athens, hang on. Dog Nation, for all your information needs, be sure to log on to GeorgiaDogs.com. From tracking event results to exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage, GeorgiaDogs.com has you covered. Also, be sure to check out the G Shop for exclusive releases of Nike Game Day official apparel, just like the coaches wear. Visit GeorgiaDogs.com and the G Shop today. Back with more of your calls after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Healing and protecting your heart isn't a one-person job. It takes a team. At Northside Hospital Heart Institute, we've brought together 75 leading physicians with the expertise to treat any cardiovascular condition. Whether you need a checkup to get your blood pressure under control or face a serious heart surgery, we're here to give you the utmost confidence in your care. Now at over 50 locations across Georgia, Northside Hospital Heart Institute, excellence at heart.
Cleanwell Cleaning Services has teamed up with UGA Athletics as an official partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Cleanwell Services is the best solution for the Bulldogs and for your business. Office buildings, restaurants, and event cleaning is what Cleanwell does best. Let our pros focus on your cleaning needs, ensuring your business is clean, safe, and comfortable. Cleanwell is proudly owned and operated by UGA alumni. Learn more at cleanwellsafe.com. That's cleanwellsafe.com. Remember, it's not clean unless it's Cleanwell Clean.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At Georgia Power, we're investing in infrastructure to ensure a more resilient power grid, creating a balanced mix of hydro, solar, and nuclear energy, all while installing high-speed EV charging stations across the state and keeping your bill well below the national average. Because we know that the carbon-free energy Georgia needs to prosper tomorrow will come from the tireless energy we put in our communities today. Georgia Power, powering tomorrow, today.
Mondays, the wart of weekdays, am I right? Well, that's about to change, my friend, because Powerball has a new third drawing, and it's on Mondays. So step aside, Sunday Fun Day and Taco Tuesday, because Mondays are now Moolah Mondays, Mealy Mondays. Who cares what you call it, because you're rich Mondays. Play the new third Powerball drawing now on Mondays from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Hey, Carl dialed that number, and he's waiting right now to talk to Malcolm Mitchell and Drew Butler. Carl's in Dawson. How are you, Carl?
Hey, fellas. Thank you there, Hondo. I got a comment, a question. A lot of people like me want Big Jordan Davis to get the Heisman Trophy, but I'm thinking he might have to tote the rock like Refrigerator Perry on that goal line. And my question is, if JT Daniels can't get ready by the Florida game, I think we'll just go ahead and probably should just call Stetson Bennett the starter. I'll hang up and listen. Let's go, Dawgs.
Yeah, if you were listening to the spirited conversation that we've been having off air, we might have to put that behind a paywall. We're having some good conversation
there.
You know, it is a topic of conversation. I agree with you on Jordan Davis. You know, his stat line, I think it speaks to the collective greatness of the defense. His stat line is not eye-popping, but he is 100% the anchor of the most elite defense in the nation. I saw a tweet this week. It said, you know, if you ask somebody who's the best player on the Georgia defense, not one name stands out, and that's very telling to how well the team plays as all 11 players make a great effort week in and week out. As far as Stetson and JT goes, I mean, everybody saw the writing on the wall as JT has not played. Look, Georgia gets Kentucky, then a bye week, and then Florida. Will he or will he not be ready from a health perspective by that point? I don't know. Then it's up to the coaching staff. But look, I think Georgia's going to have a great weekend. I think Georgia's going to win by a hefty margin. Why pull Stetson Bennett during the Florida game?
Yeah, it's hard to follow up. Jordan Davis, once he chased down that player, I forgot which game that was.
UAB.
When he chased down the player against UAB, that's when I say that's a different human being.
NFL
there.
Player.
That's an NFL player for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm a fan of his as well. I'm a fan of everyone on the team, to be honest. Back to the original statement I made, and we talked about this off air. I think football is played much different than when you and I were playing.
Which was not that long ago, and it's very true.
No, it's not. Yeah. It wasn't very long ago. It was less than a decade ago, but it's different. Now teams are structured in a way that allows them to change quarterbacks in and out as they please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we were playing at the University of Georgia, that wasn't – you didn't do that, right? You didn't play a guy with the first offense all week long at practice and then change him throughout the week in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think – what will Georgia do? I don't know. I'm not a coach. What would I do? It'd be hard for me to take the ball out of the hands of someone who's helping win the game.
Yeah.
But JT is an elite talent.
I know. The rub. That's the
hard part.
Yeah.
The hard part is he is very, very good, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He is very good. I think he'll go on to the NFL and play for a little while. I don't know how long. But I don't know. It's just really hard to say, to look at Stetson and put in the work he's putting in, how he's leading the team, because he is the quarterback, so he is the leader of that team.
No doubt.
It'd be hard for me to say, you know, winning is not good enough.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And for the perspective of the team as well.
Right. Helping win these games the way we're winning, because he is the leader of the team as the quarterback, that's not good enough.
And we're winning by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's hard.
We're not eking one out here.
It'd be hard for me to swallow that as a player.
Agreed.
As his teammate.
Agreed.
As his friend.
100%.
As his family.
Mm.
It's, preach.
That'd just be hard.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, this is great. Let me just posit something to the two of you, okay? The coaches have such short leashes now. Right, they do, because you know you don't win in 3 years. Bang, we'll bring in the next guy. Interesting article today on ESPN.com about Mark Stoops and how the athletic director up there, Mitch Barnhart at the time, hung on to Stoops despite a poor third season, and it has paid off for Kentucky. Obviously, with the success the Cats have had under him. Does that make them more trigger happy because they feel like I got to have those results? There's this next quarter only, and by that I'm talking business now. You know, next quarter only, you got to report to Wall Street mindset, as opposed to say a Dabo Swinney, a Kirby Smart, a Nick Saban, who might be able to stay with a guy longer, the way they did when you guys were playing and long before that, because it's not like, well, I don't want the AD breathing down my neck and the alumni wanting to fire me after one game.
I think Kentucky is a special situation, and I'll say that by saying this. It's a basketball school. If the basketball coach would have had what Mark Stoops had, I think it was a 2-8 season, and he was 0-8, or he didn't win a game in the SEC, and Mitch Barnhart gave him an extension. Mm-hmm. Mitch Barnhart said, I see what you're doing. I see the work you're putting in. I see the recruiting you're doing. If that would have happened on the basketball court of Kentucky, that coach is fired, sent away.
Gone.
I think it's a special situation at Kentucky. That's not to take anything away from Coach Mark Stoops, because what he has built is special. Kentucky is undefeated. They're ranked number 11 in Lexington. That is very much something that he should be proud of, and that entire fan base should be proud of. To the bigger picture of that, coaches got to find success, and they got to find it quick. They're going to the transfer portal. They're leaving no stone unturned in recruiting. They're trying to get the best players out there, whatever it takes to put a W in the win column, because that's how they're going to see the next season, get more paychecks, and find success.
Well, let me turn this on its ear. And that is 20 years ago, 25 years ago, Steve Spurrier, who had incredible success at Florida, was changing out quarterback every other play
one
season. right? And he'd yank a guy and nothing flat, which no other coach was doing back then. So it's almost as though the roles have reversed. Yeah. The guy who had great security then felt comfortable flipping quarterbacks. If somebody wasn't doing it on this series, bang, I'm bringing in the next guy. Whereas now it's almost the other way around, where the coaches who have the most security aren't yanking their quarterbacks. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't want to complicate things too much, but as you see, there are things that are available to coaches that weren't available 10 years ago.
Like 7 years ago.
The transport portal, that wasn't a real thing when I was at Georgia. Maybe towards the end.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, players would leave, but they understood the consequence would be I'd miss an entire year, so they'd be slow to leave.
Or they'd graduate and go be a grad transfer.
Correct.
Yes.
You didn't get in the portal and then play immediately the next year.
Absolutely
so you didn't
not.
Have this kind of this pool of players to just pick and choose from at will. So that's different. That also changed the way coaches coach the game of football, because now they have more options. So if something is not working immediately, well, if you have a backup quarterback or is there someone in the portal, you can make that change very fast. Now, on the flip side of that, as a player, it's unfortunate because some players don't fully develop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because now we're not giving them the time to develop and become that player that they could potentially be. That's just one of the consequences. But, hey, if they don't like it, they get in the portal.
Yeah,
they're free agents. All right, we'll take a quick break. Right. We have Malcolm Mitchell. We have Drew Butler. We'll go back to the phones in just a little bit. I hope Johnny in Athens is still hanging on. A couple of other callers on there as well, so we'll get to as many as we can tonight. The PGA Tour season is now underway, and UGA will once again boast more alumni on the tour than any other university. Bulldog Nation can now join these proud alums in having a vested interest in their success via the Dogs on Tour Birdie Challenge. Participants can pledge a fixed amount of money for each birdie made by any number of our 11 dogs on tour for any desired amount of time throughout the season. Demonstrate your passion and support of UGA by joining the Dogs on Tour Birdie Challenge today by visiting thegeorgiabulldogclub.com. Go Dogs! More with Drew and Malcolm after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Georgia fans, college football is back, so grab your friends and a cold, refreshing Dos Equis lager and make the most of game day. Dos Equis is the one to score for your tailgate, at the bar, or even watching with your friend who went to that other school. So buy a cold, crisp Dos Equis and go Dogs. Dos Equis, proud partner of Georgia Athletics. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2021, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
You can't win a game without the right strategy. The same goes for business and cybersecurity. At ReliaQuest, security is a team sport. ReliaQuest combines open XDR technology with security expertise to protect the world's largest companies against threats from ransomware to sophisticated cyber attacks. ReliaQuest is the force multiplier for security operations to reduce complexity, increase visibility, and decrease risks. Learn more at ReliaQuest.com. ReliaQuest, makes security possible.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hosting a watch party or tailgate for the big game? O'Charley's can help with a meal when you order online for delivery, curbside, or to go. Enjoy our delicious variety of party platters, perfect for when you need to feed a group and don't feel like cooking. Choose from our famous chicken tenders, baby back ribs, dips, and salads, all of which come with our unsliceably soft rolls. Just order online at O'Charley's.com for delivery or pick up your food curbside or to go.
O'Charley's!
Water is the lifeblood of our planet. But man, the destruction that standing water can do to your house. Neil Honda Williamson for Engineered Solutions of Georgia. ESOG provides interior basement waterproofing services, installing sump pumps, drains, and other basement waterproofing systems that'll get you all sealed up and end your wet basement problems. Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
9678-ESOG now.
To talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
With Drew Butler, Malcolm Mitchell tonight, and Johnny's been hanging on in Athens. Johnny, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, fellas, how are y'all doing tonight?
Awesome, Johnny. What's
good,
up, man?
How are you?
Hey, I just want to give Coach Smart Rick a little more credit. Coach Rick found players in small counties like Shelman, Georgia, Thomas Davis. I never heard of that place until Thomas Davis arrived. Roquan Smith out of Montezuma, Georgia. Charles Johnson out of Hawkinsville. And there are other counties that I could name. Coach Mark Rick was a good coach, but he's a better person. And those players go back and hit those communities. So I want to give Coach Mark Rick there. And if Shockley doesn't get hurt, he wins the national championship that year. And also, Coach Smart, he's doing a great job. You don't hear about any players getting in trouble, which is hats off to him. I love that. Also, Georgia, if everybody stays healthy, it should be a celebration of 1980 all over again. And I want to ask Malcolm, I think you played 3 years in the NFL. And Drew, did you play 3 or 4?
I got 4. Yeah, have a good night.
I got 1 healthy, but counted in the records, 3. That's important for pension purposes.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We know that.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny, thanks so much for that call. Let's jump back on the phones now, and let me check the see who's next. Terry is in Macon. Hi, Terry. You're on with Malcolm Mitchell and Drew Butler.
How y'all doing today?
Awesome. Terry, what's up?
Doing well, man.
Doing good. That's awesome. Hey, yeah, real quick before I start, I just want to say, Malcolm, man, when you made that catch between those two defenders at Florida and made them crash into each other and score that touchdown, man, I was there for that. You gave me a fist bump after the game. Changed
Much
my
love,
life,
man.
But, hey,
Much love, man.
Just want to say that, you know, going back to Georgia's defense, obviously the most, you know, probably the best Georgia defense I've probably seen this year. But the only thing I saw, like, Auburn game and everything like that is, like, secondary-wise, do y'all see anything different on that? Do you think that, you know, maybe we need to kind of lock down mostly on the backside of the secondary, or do you think that, you know, we're pretty good on that side?
I think Auburn's a special case because Bo Nix finds so much of his success when plays break down. It's very akin, I mean, this is a tough comparison, but much like what Patrick Mahomes does with the Kansas City Chiefs, as soon as he gets out of the pockets, Malcolm, those receivers break out of their routes, and it's backyard football.
Exactly.
Any DB has trouble with that. I think Georgia's DBs had a lot of trouble with that last week, and granted the front four, front seven was getting after Bo and getting them on the ground. That's how Auburn was able to beat LSU and come back with those broken down plays. Speak to that as a receiver.
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, nothing helps the receiver more than more time.
Yeah.
Right? When we get to the line of scrimmage and we're getting ready to run our route, we have an internal clock. We know what's happening. And the moment that the quarterback begins to scramble, we are looking for the Hail Mary.
Yeah, get space.
Yeah, you get space. You get more time. Anytime the play is extended, it becomes very hard for anybody in the secondary to maintain coverage. I always say quarterback is the toughest position to play. Defensive back is the second toughest position on the field.
What about punter?
Well,
come on, man. Holder?
Holder.
The holder? I think the holder has a tougher job.
Okay.
There's a lot of pressure on the holder.
Yeah, there is. And on the punter.
Yeah, but you know what? The holder never gets blamed for the missed kick. I have never blamed a holder.
Yeah.
You must have had good holders then.
you must have had good holders is right. Okay, very good. Thanks so much for that call, Terry. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, then come back with more with Malcolm and Drew Butler and your calls. Georgia against Kentucky, two undefeated 6-0 teams squaring off between the hedges this Saturday. Our airtime begins at 11:30 here on the network, and kickoff is going to be between 3:40 and 3:45. They tell us we have a 5-minute slide period in there with CBS. So just tune in the radio all day long, and you'll get great programming like this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
The smell of the grass, the sun on your face, the roar of Dog Nation in Sanford Stadium. That's what Georgia Game Day is about. And if we keep taking care and staying safe, we'll get back there. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're grateful for our community support, and we're committed to helping end the pandemic. Let's get everyone back to classic game days in Athens. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dawgs.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go to Dawgs.
Georgia fans, college football is back, so grab your friends and a cold, refreshing Dos Equis lager and make the most of game day. Dos Equis is the one to score for your tailgate, at the bar, or even watching with your friend who went to that other school. So buy a cold, crisp Dos Equis and go Dawgs. Dos Equis, proud partner of Georgia Athletics. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2021, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Drew Butler and Malcolm Mitchell are all-stars tonight, and we're going to try to get to Rodney in just a second with the phones. First, I want to get updates from you guys on how you're doing. Malcolm, your son Oakley, how's he?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's about 16 months now. He's growing. He's strong. He puts on his game day jersey every Saturday and cheers on the Dawgs. Jasmine, his mother, is teaching him how to say "Go Dawgs" right now.
Love it.
It's pretty cool, man.
That's awesome. Very nice. And your author career and all everything else. Tell everybody what's going on.
Yeah.
A lot of Bulldog fans, of course, know about the magician's hat.
Right. So I retired from football 2018 and became a full-time author and leader of my 501c3 nonprofit organization, Share the Magic Foundation. So today I spend time thinking of stories that will have an impact on our communities. And I write books with Scholastic Publishing. I do a little self-publishing as well. A ton of fun. Recently had a book titled My Very Favorite Book in the Whole Wide World come out this past December. Check it out. It's everywhere. And, you know, if you want to keep up with my foundation, just go to readwithmalcolm.com, just like it sounds. Working on that every single day, trying to get more kids reading to a better future. That's something that I care a lot about. And I think it'll help. So I love the Bulldog Nation support for sure.
Yeah, we're proud of you. Very
you.
Admirable what you're doing. And you too, young man. You've got it going on too, Drew. Tell everybody what's up with you.
Yeah, I try, man. Malcolm's one of the best. I'll just tell that right now. Super proud of you, man. And that's
awesome, meaningful work that
you're doing that makes a huge difference. I have two daughters, Bridget and Kara, 3.5, 1.5, and they're talking and reading, and we're getting ready for Halloween. I'm going to be Prince Charming. I got some princesses, so we'll do that. Podcast, Punt and Pass, Aaron Murray and I, twice a week at Punt and Pass, wherever you listen to podcasts. We're rocking and rolling, having a ton of fun. And then Icon Source. If you're a small business or a business in and around the Athens area, southeast, or around the nation, head on over to Icon Source. We help you facilitate NIL endorsement deals with any and every student athlete. We're actually going to be on campus this week, right at the corner of Baxter and Millage. If you see our tour bus, it is a 45-foot Prevost.
I'll be stopping by with the Super Bowl ring.
Come say hello. We're passing out swag. We're going to have the slides out, cornhole, cold beverages and cheering on the dogs. So if you see us, you can't miss us. I can promise you that. Come say hello. And if you're a business or a student athlete listening, sign up on IconSource. It's totally free. Download the app, iconsource.com.
Yeah, Baxter awesome, Millage. Man. I sure liked the girl in that sorority house across the street.
I got a couple of guys coming in from Oregon who do some business development for us. And I said, do y'all understand what's about to happen? Well, we went to Oregon. I go, guys.
They don't understand.
Guys.
No
said,
clue.
Heaven. Awaits.
Yes.
Get on down here. They're going to have fun.
Oh, they're going to have fun. All right. Let's see if we can squeeze that last caller in from Jackson. Do we still have Rodney with us? Rodney?
Hey.
Rodney, you got about 30 seconds, pal.
Yes, sir. We're so deep at running back, and I'm not a head football coach by no means, but it looks like to me we can just run any defense. Just wear them out. Thank you, and go Dogs.
Go Dogs, Ronnie.
Go Dogs.
Yeah, I think you saw it in the fourth quarter last week against Auburn. Run when you need to. That is a sign of a really, really good football team. And when Kirby gave the ball to Zeus over and over and over again to put that game away last week, you make them quit, that shows that you're elite, and that's what Georgia does with the run game.
Beautiful. I agree 1,000%. Nothing I can add to that.
Okay. Thank you, Malcolm.
Very
Thank
nice.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, my friend.
Very nice indeed. Okay, thoughts about this Saturday? We've talked about it briefly, but I don't think, Malcolm, you're a little more optimistic about Kentucky being ready for the game, I guess. They're talented. They're undefeated.
They'd have to be blissfully ignorant not to understand the situation they're walking into. But they are very optimistic as well. They've won two really big games. They feel like if they can take on those opponents, they can come match Georgia. And don't confuse what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
I am just saying they're the best team that Georgia is going to play thus far. That does not mean they'll be close.
Yeah.
That just means they'll make plays. I believe they'll make some plays. They'll have some momentum. But it won't last.
They're going to have plenty of confidence. They beat Florida for the first time in 20-plus years in Lexington. They upset LSU. Let me tell you what gave them the most confidence. Watching A&M take down Alabama last week.
Correct.
That team knows, hey, if we get them to turn the ball over, hey, if we score a touchdown on special teams, hey, if we take this home crowd out of it early, we're going to have a chance. They know that Georgia needs to help Kentucky beat Georgia.
Exactly.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think Georgia wins in a big way.
Yeah. I agree.
All right, very good. Again, gentlemen, thanks so much. Appreciate you both coming in. We're here in the studio with Malcolm Mitchell and Drew Butler. Your old buddy Hondo, thanking you for listening tonight. Gus Wetekamp, our producer. Reminder again, our broadcasting on Saturday begins at 11:30 a.m. when Drew's dad, Kevin Butler, and Jeff Dantzler have Dog Talk pregame for you. We'll follow that up with the Napa Tailgate Show with Eric Zier, Scott Howard, Lauren Smith, DJ Shockley, and yours truly. Then Scott, Eric, and DJ bring you the play-by-play of two undefeated 6-0 teams, number 1 Georgia, number 11 Kentucky. Thanks so much for listening tonight. God bless you, good night, and go Dogs!
You've been listening to Bulldogs Live on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Tonight's show has been brought to you in part by Piedmont Healthcare. Piedmont Healthcare, connecting you with great care every step of the way. With confidence, we move forward. With hearts, we keep carrying on. Georgia United Credit Union. Georgia United Credit Union. Score your official Bulldogs debit card today at GUCU.org/GoDogs. Georgia Farm Bureau. Always the home team. Bulldogs Live is also brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Drive sober so you won't get pulled over. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs. And by Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit northside.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, powered by Learfield and JMI Sports. Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content.
Go Dogs!